I know that we're all unified under the umbrella of searching for the bug. There's some other people, and you might be included in this, that are searching for other things, you know, and then you suddenly realize, hang on, some things I'm searching for could be more important right now. Like our good friend Sky. Sky, what did you lose?
What did I lose? You asked me where my car keys are.
Well, can you tell us about the keys? What happened there with the key?
Oh, you found them. Okay.
Oh, I found them. No. So what happened was, what was it last week, eh? Yeah. Ooh, guys, I was stressing, eh? Last week we played Northwood, and I lost my car keys. So my car was at Northwood Cricket Field, or the bottom field there, for the entire Saturday and half of Sunday until a lady, I'm forgetting her name now because I probably should have given her a shout out because she was flipping amazing. She found it, she put on the Durban North group, WhatsApp group, circulated. You know when your picture comes to you and it says forwarded many times?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. that was me. So yeah, I was looking for my car keys, but I have them right here now.
Also, you sent us this video.
A video
right
of
here.
Jubilation.
Jesu fike kuse ni sibethi baqedi.
Hey guys, look, one man, guys.
Hey, hello boy.
That lady's name, by the way, Leanne Foxcroft.
Oh,
from Northwood High School.
And we're done looking for your lost things.
I'm not helping
you anymore.
Yeah. So you're asking, what are you looking for at the moment? Nothing. I have everything.
For now. Until you lose something today.
Yeah. So it does beg the question, right?
Yes.
What are you listening right now? What are you looking for? What are you looking for at this very moment? I know we're all looking for the bug, but as we just learned from our good friend Sky Shabalala, there are other things that you might be looking for. Can you imagine, Carmen? You're watching everyone. You know with those rugby meets, they have literally thousands of cars on the field, and you watch each of them go home and leave you there with your car, but you can't take it. And thanks to the kindness of strangers, Sky found his keys. But what have you lost? What are you looking for right now? What are you searching for? Give us a WhatsApp voice note to 061-792-9495.
Hi, it's Coast Radio Breakfast. Hey. This is Yaya from Kwamashu. I'm home at Mtubatuba, Wamsani Township. You guys, I'm looking for my TV remote. I don't know where I put this thing. Thanks, guys. Nice show. Love you.
I don't think he will come back again.
It's East Coast Breakfast.
Other than the bag, what am I looking for at the moment? Mm. Well, more sunny days. This is the first sunny day that we've had in a couple of days, and it feels like spring should. So I'm looking for more sunny days.
Oh, okay.
More sunny days.
Yeah, she's right.
Okay.
It's raining outside, guys.
Yeah, we need
more sunny days.
Yeah, we need.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Are you all looking for anything, Darren? No.
I am. Actually, I'm. You're always looking for something.
You're always looking
for
something. You know
what? I'm not the best person to ask. You're right. Because at this very moment, I don't know where I put my hand cream.
Oh, gosh.
So I'm either looking for my hand cream or I'm looking for my teaspoon or I'm looking for my stevia. When I'm leaving the house, I'm either looking. Someone's put my house key somewhere else, and I'm always looking. But right now, at this very moment, I am looking for my hand cream. It's the hand cream Carmen got me.
Oh, the nice stuff. And I was thinking about it this weekend. I must get you more. I'm looking for a car service. Well, I'm not looking for one.
Yeah.
I suppose I need the Powerball numbers to get the money to pay for the service.
Andy
from Newcastle on the line this morning.
Hello.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm good. Andy, what you looking for?
Right now, it's a multitude of things, mostly for my childhood. There are my Yu-Gi-Oh cards, my Dragon Ball Z Tazzles, and my Harry Potter wand.
Tazzles.
Oh, hey, which ones did you have?
You lost them all, obviously, from...
Like, I had them one day. The next second I know, they're just gone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, maybe like someone did a bit of spring cleaning on the 1st of September, bud, and they just
threw them away.
I was like, boy, it's gone.
It's always that spring cleaning.
Oh man, I lost my favorite denim jacket and my favorite denims through a spring clean. They were 22 years old.
Oh,
but I mean,
shame.
You know, and my jean pants was beginning to look like a denim speedo.
That's when they first started making denim. Back in the day.
Guys, you know what I'm actually looking for at the moment?
Oh, God.
Is the that East Coast Radio
Doppler.
No, you don't deserve one. You lost my other one. I'm also looking for mine. Sky lost my other one. I gave two. And then Sky lost my other one. Now,
for context, we have, when we can't wear East Coast Radio branded clothes, we have this wonderful magnetic where you can stick the logo onto you. It's called a Doppler.
Yeah.
And
don't lend
yours to Sky.
Yeah.
No, you can lend them to anyone else.
I've lent
mine to Carmen.
Yeah, we share ours, Darren. What's the problem?
I came back
with it. Sky, you're the problem.
Because
Sky,
I wasn't even going to worry about you bringing it back to me.
Yeah. Well, Carmen, I hope you're still looking for my AirPods.
All right.
Boom! Boom, boom, boom!
Oh, snap, that was boom. A callback. That was a proper callback.
I'll swap you for the Doppler.
Hang on, you lost them first.
No, we didn't.
Okay, no, we're not going there. Linda, lady, listen. La Lela. What are you looking for right now? 061-792-9495.
It's East Coast Breakfast.
Good morning, Darren, Carmen and Sky. I am looking for a winning lotto ticket.
Right now, I'm looking for my earphone. I want to go out and listen to East Coast Radio because I've got no data for the live East Coast Radio.
Oh, shame, man.
We need to find some headphones for John. Yeah. On Facebook, Sky, I think you and Pumalelo, you can find this together and maybe it'll be cheaper there. She wants, or he wants, the Magnum factory.
Oh, Magnum.
Yeah. Oh. You guys can eat Magnums together for days.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
At the factory. And then Tiffany Jane Heron, like many other women and men that are even my friends on social media all over the country, single ladies, a man in finance, 6'5, Blue Eyes Trust Fund.
Oh, well, simple.
Yeah. That was guys. The 6'5 is too much.
Yeah.
Blue Eyes Trust Fund finance, I can get you, but 6'5. Guys, you're not going to find many people taller than Sky and I.
Yeah.
And we're 6'4. Well, I'm 6'4. He's 6'3 and 3/4.
Oh, guys, stop it. You're not the only two tall men in KZN. And relax.
No, but Blue Eyes.
Let's say good morning to Tessa, please.
Bro, this guy.
Yeah, relax.
No, he just wanted to be a man or get his children with me.
But there's no Blue Eyes. There's no trust fund or finance. So useless.
Tessa, so bonuses. Hello.
Hey, Tessa.
Hi, good morning, team. How are you?
Tessa, something about a gecko in the office that has... hasn't been found or it's what is it doing?
What are you looking for?
It's actually my salon and we do a spring clean on a Monday morning and we found we thought but we can't find it. It is a massive gecko. Now the big problem is, as you know, geckos, you get lizards, the daytime ones, and then you know they're out in the day, and then you get nocturnal ones. The problem is these two have integrated and now there's a special lizard called I think it's called the tiger lizard or something like that, or the leopard lizard.
Yes.
And these are 24-hour lizards, so they come out at any time.
It's a daywalker.
Evolution.
So you got like a bit of an ecosystem happening.
Can I ask you something? Have you tried like borrowing someone's cat? Like, do you have a friend that could lend you a cat? And then
we have lots of cats, but can you imagine the cat in the salon trying to catch a gecko?
No,
I think my
cat.
Cats are not
as clumsy as you think. They're careful. They love you. I think you should try a cat, babe.
Hang on, can we go
when you do the sprinkling on Monday? Yeah,
geckos are good luck. Geckos are great.
Yeah, but I don't want it. When I go do my hair I'm busy there and you're doing a wash and blow or you're curling and then all of a sudden there's a gecko. I'm out. I'm not even paying you. I'm out. That's health and safety standards.
Okay, so you're happy with flies, mosquitoes and spiders? Because that's what geckos take care of.
Man.
So you have to choose one or the other. Are you not happy with your lack of flies, mosquitoes and spiders there, Tessa? At your salon?
No, I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for that. But geckos or something else.
Yeah.
And Carmen, you can identify as a female.
Never. In the hair salon, no, guys. I'm going to find a cat for you. And
you
we're going to solve this problem.
You gecko, out of here. Okay. So you want to get rid of your gecko. I'll tell you what, Tessa. If we find a solution, we'll let you know.
Yeah,
okay?
We'll let you know.
What about crow?
No, we found, there were two. We found one and one's been a eliminated. I shouldn't say that out loud, but one has been removed.
No, the brother had to go. You can say out loud. Had to go.
No, he went to the gecko farm up north. They're by animal farm. They have
He's
a gecko,
in gecko
farm.
Gecko heaven.
Yeah. It's East Coast Breakfast.
So my boyfriend's actually looking for a brake booster for his Ford Cortina.
Okay.
Yeah, we got a leak. So that's what we're currently looking for. Thank you, bye.
Okay. There you go.
Cortina's a problem.
It's good to know what you're looking for.
Jeez, like.
No, it's a real problem.
Facebook, yeah. Pamela Thompson says, I'm looking for a delicious seafood broil for lunch.
Oh, okay.
A broil.
Is it interesting? A broil.
Yeah, what's it's that big thing they put like, they do like this butter sauce and then they put like the crab, prawns, potatoes, corn. It's like a social media sensation
like
thing. No, it's like an actual seafood. They boil it together and they put it all on the table. They throw it out. And then you've got like potatoes and corn and all that.
You just like reach over with your hands and grab
yes,
it.
Yes, that's the point. So it's like the in thing now and it's like the sauce you put
Pamela,
it in.
Tell us where you at with about, that broil. Yeah. We'll help you out with that one.
And then Leah Maharaj, it's Monday. Yo, she says, I'm looking for the weekend. Bro, I bought. Yesterday was the weekend, bro.
Leah. How did you lose it so quickly? It was just behind you.
Chantal from Pietermaritzburg, good morning.
Good morning, Carmen. How are you?
I'm good. So, other than the bug, what are you looking for?
Oh, my word. This is like so embarrassing, hey? Really? So I'm actually looking for my matric certificate, the original matric certificate. So I lost it like quite a few years ago.
Yeah.
And even up till now, I'm still looking for it. It was there with all my important documents together. I don't understand for the life of me how it just grew legs and took a walk out of me. I'm not sure.
And they warned us in matric, if you lose this, you're not getting another one. It's the only copy you get.
Also, Chantal, don't you put it under the mattress?
No. I got not under the mattress. I just had it with all my other certificates. And it's just that one that has disappeared. I don't know the life of me how, though.
Oy.
Well, you can get a copy from Uma Lucy. They'll give you one. But not the original. There should be a copy.
You might be able to get you a copy. Or what might be, you know what might be easier than Home Affairs, actually? It's just redo matric.
Oh, no. I think my brain is tired. I can't do that anymore. Really, I can't. I'm so over that.
Oh, Chantal. Well, listen, good luck, okay?
Thank you so much, guys. Have a lovely day. So awesome hearing from you. I love you guys to bits.
Oh, I love
Thank you.
Thank you, Chantal.
East Coast Breakfast.